Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party will hook up with me in about 1 hour from now. He, of course, resides in Pensacola, Florida, has a very large Baptist church there. And as we've been saying throughout the broadcast, Chuck Baldwin is one of the fascinating guys on the real right because he is a Protestant evangelical. He is a very devout, traditional evangelical Baptist. And yet he has not signed on with George Bush and the Republican Party. He has not signed on to the neoconservative movement. He has not signed on to all of the usual deceptions that unfortunately have become so legion in the circles in which Chuck Baldwin travels. He has been a constant spokesman for the truth, as near as I can tell, in that world. That's a particularly tough row to hoe, as my father would put it. But Chuck has done it very, very effectively for a long time. Did it when he was the vice presidential candidate of the Constitution Party in 2004, and I think is having potentially more of an impact today than ever, both in his congregation as well as what he does politically and in the world of journalism. You can find him at ChuckBaldwinLive.com, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Sign up for his news service, read his newsletter, it's free, and you will see when you go to NewsWithViews.com, and see the Chuck Baldwin archive that's posted in that location, that he is a guy that you have to be acquainted with and on a regular basis if you want to stay informed, both in terms of those issues that affect the Christian right specifically, but also the larger American conservative political scene. Chuck Baldwin has become a major player, to say the least, in that whole arena. We're back then briefly to considering some things that we started out with this morning with Matthias Chang from Malaysia. He sent me his so-called second red alert, talking about the fact that there are four major international banks that have borrowed money from the feds with a historically low discount rate. And the discount rate, as Matthias Chang explained this morning, is something that the central bank charges individual banks to be, and that those loans are to be repaid overnight, next business day type thing. And yet, as Matthias Chang underscores for Malaysia, these banks, speaking of J.P. Morgan Chase and Wachovia and Bank of America, just to name three, and Citigroup, I think that one was the fourth one, these four got this loan from the feds, this discount rate loan, for a 30-day term, and it's renewable. What is that saying? Matthias Chang says that it speaks volumes. What it's saying is that the central banking system is in trouble internationally and that the Federal Reserve knows it and that fundamentally it is trying to bail out these four banks internationally without the public figuring out what's going on. It's a very, very important thing, isn't it? Because when you look at this, if the world at large were to figure out what is going on, and if there were to be a run on those banks, we would see an absolute catastrophe unfold. And that seems to be what Matthias Chang is hinting at the same time that Hamid Varzi is talking about it from Tehran today in the International Herald Tribune. When we come back, I'll take a caller. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party hooks up with me from Pensacola, Florida, in about 1 hour from now. Chuck will only be able to be on for about half an hour, but I'll take it simply because he's that important a guest, I feel, and I think you will, too, after you listen to what he has to say. As I've been mentioning throughout the broadcast, Dale Crowley, Jr. will be a regular on this show starting on Wednesdays, this coming Wednesday, the 29th of August. He will join me from 9 to 10 a.m. Central. That's 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern from Washington, D.C. Dale Crowley, Jr., of course, was on WFAX for 20 years in Washington, D.C. The Israeli lobby was finally successful in getting him off of WFAX. And lo and behold, coincidence of coincidence, Salem Communications is now trying to buy WFAX. What does that tell you, folks? There's clearly something going on. We have a caller, Dan in Houston, for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Dan. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Marvelous show as usual. I was talking about the banks being in trouble. I'm not any kind of a genius or anything, but I've lost and gained a pile of money once in a while. and mostly lost. But I was thinking, looking at the New American, talks about how FDR took everybody's gold away from them. That was his great accomplishment as contributing to freedom. He took everybody's gold away from them, is one of the things he did. And then I was looking at how they are today. The banks are falling apart. And so, I mean, my crystal ball tells me that the banks are going to say, you don't have any money in the bank because the banks are all dead. And so your savings accounts are going to be shot to nothing, non-existent. And then they're going to take your gold away from you again. And so what's the point in having money in the bank, and what's the point in buying gold? It appears to me the only way to save your soul is now, as your grocery list is, have a whole bunch of cash in your mattress.
I would imagine, Dan. The other thing that comes to my mind, just as I look at my own situation, of course, you know, when I read these things about the central banking system, there's a certain cruel humor that I always feel when I read these things, because since I largely, as a Christian pastor, don't have any money anyway, it's like, well, I'm already broke, so maybe the rest of the world will catch up to me. But I think you're exactly right here. When you watch this whole thing, it's clear that a crisis is unfolding. And if I were to say, or if I were to have the option of trying to protect myself and my family members and friends in the midst of something like this, I'd probably envision something like what my parents had during the Great Depression, when despite the fact that they both had families in rural Iowa that were rooted in poverty, they nonetheless had food-producing capability and well water. And that's about the point where that you begin thinking of in those terms when you start seeing what's happening with international banking and with the whole way in which the entire post-technological economic infrastructure of the world could simply collapse like the Minneapolis Bridge as a result of this thing. So I think that food-producing capability would be my first choice if I had the choice, which I don't, in regard to what I would take to protect my friends and family members and myself. I'd much rather have a small plot of land where you could produce some food than I would either cash or gold. But in my case, of course, I don't own any of those things, so I simply have to trust that the Lord will undertake. But food-producing capability would be something I'd be most interested in.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'd like to mention the Bible. You mentioned sprouts as well. In the Old Testament, I forgot where I had a sermon at one time at church. But sprouts are an incredible source of food. And I had a Boy Scout experiment. My kids in Boy Scouts did a big sprout thing one time at a science fair. And look up sprouts on the internet, and I think you'll find, even if you live in an apartment, you'll be astounded how you can feed yourself with a lousy seeds of sprouts. It's just incredible. In fact, I think the Bible clearly said that's actually how to feed the world. We're talking about, 2,000, something written over 1,000 years ago, saying, and that was, of course, not to change the subject, but if the thugs that run the world, like the UN, cared about the hungry people, they could feed them real fast with sprouts.
They had to have sprouts.
Sprouts.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's no joke. You can just get a handful of seeds and grow more food than you can eat. Wheat sprouts is the only non-meat thing that has protein or something like that. Some kind of sprout has protein. It's all there. You can feed the world with sprouts, and then, I mean, problem solved.
I'll look into that. I'm very interested in that. You know, and it's amazing how many solutions like that might be out there that we have been trained not to think about in this so-called technologically sophisticated era in which we live. I had my dad at a massage therapist the other day as a part of his total program of rehabilitation in the aftermath of a fall that he suffered not too long ago. And I was telling this guy about the fact that my dad gets a lot of cramps in his hands and his feet and his calves. And this guy said, just drink pickle juice. This is coming from a guy who's a AAU track and field coach, and who tells me that all of these high school and collegiate track programs today are rehydrating people with pickle juice. And here I was thinking about some, you know, sophisticated formula that my dad might have to take or drink or whatever. The guy said, just go out and get some pickle juice. He said, the cramps will start, have him drink the pickle juice. He says, I guarantee they'll go away.
That's incredible. Sprouts are all over the internet. I mean, just tons and thousands of pages of sprouts. Since you're a Lutheran minister, I'd like to ask you something else about religion.
Sure.
I married a Mormon, but we went to the Lutheran church for a while, and I chose a Missouri Synod because officially the Missouri Synod does not believe in tithing. I mean, in my opinion, tithing is just plain demonic. The Old Testament tithing, what it was giving 10% of what you after you fed all your horses and dogs and pigs and everybody else, and you know, and your in-laws and outlaws and your slaves and the next-door neighbors, if everybody was fed, then you what was left, you stored for a year, then what you couldn't store, you have room for, you either threw it away, but first you gave 10% to God. So you gave God 10% of your remnant, and the way I read the Bible, tithing is horrendous and hideous, and the word tithing is not even in the New Testament, because it does not mean you 10% of anything you need, and then by today's standards, it means like when your retirement's all fixed up, and what may have no use for it, give 10% to God. And that's why I chose the Missouri Synod. But am I right about the Missouri Synod not believing in tithing?
Well, let's put it this way. I grew up in the Missouri Synod, and I'm currently pastoring a Missouri Synod Lutheran church in the south side of San Antonio. My understanding of this is simply, in the first place, and I guess this is the way I've always played it as a pastor. When people say to me, what percentage of my income do I need to be giving to this church or to God? I said, let the Holy Spirit be your guide. That might be a simplistic answer, but I simply say, I don't think I want to go with a formula. I'll simply say that you have the Holy Spirit of God lead you in terms of what you feel that you can give to this ministry. And don't tell me what it is. You know, a lot of pastors, I guess, know all kinds of things about the financial contributions coming from various members and so forth. I make it a policy never to know that, and simply to say to people, you know, to the extent that you feel led to support this particular ministry, simply do that according to how the Spirit guides you, keeping in mind your own resources, keeping in mind all of the various things that you have as priorities and what you do with your money. Let the Spirit of God guide you, and whatever that happens to be is between you and God and not between you and me. That's basically the way I put it.
I understand, but is the official doctrine of the Missouri Synod tithing is not part of the doctrine? You give as you're able, basically?
I would basically say that that's probably accurate, and I have never known a Missouri Synod pastor personally who was holding people to the idea that they absolutely had to give 10% to the church. There may be somebody like that out there, but at least in my experience in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the pastors I am acquainted with pretty much took the same position that I do on this, that rather than talking about a formula in this particular juncture, simply let the Holy Spirit of God guide the individual people in terms of what they feel led to do and leave it at that. And I think that that's probably pretty close to what the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, at least historically, would say in the subject.
Yes, we were going to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church here in Houston on Hillendale Street. And there was absolutely nothing short of a violent takeover of that church by the ECLA. And they actually took the Missouri Synod sign down out by the street because it was so obvious that they actually had three big, I mean, it's a huge church. It's a very impressive and marvelous church. It has a private school. And, I mean, I'm not kidding when I'm telling the Masons marched in there and took over like Nazi stormtroopers. And they actually took down the Missouri Synod sign to finally encourage people to tithing. They did it, you know, like most communists and demons do, thing inch by inch by inch by inch by inch. And every day, being a Sunday school teacher and other people change their mind about this, that. And we had just infiltrators come to that church. And to, I guess they got this private school, which is worth a small fortune, and the property the church is on. They stole that church. So of course, the Missouri Synod is anti-Masons. Am I right about that?
Well, yes. The Missouri Synod historically has always taken a position against Freemasonry. And historically, the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church has said that membership in a Freemasonic order or in any other secret society is incompatible with the Christian faith, and I affirm that judgment. So you're quite correct. The Missouri Synod Lutheran Church historically has never approved a Masonic membership for their people. Now, I do know that there are Missouri Synod Lutheran pastors who look the other way on that issue, but for a traditional Missouri Synod Lutheran clergyman, they are interested in that issue to ensure that the members of their congregations are not supporting or belonging to any form of secret society.
Yes, sir, but the ECLA Lutheran Church is very much for the Masons. Is that also correct?
Yeah, I would say that I don't know if that we would say that they're pro-Masonic, but they seem to see it as, to use the Latin term, an adiaphora or something indifferent. They could care less whether or not you belong to the Masons or not. In other words, it's okay in their judgment. And certainly there would be a great theological divergence between the ELCA, Lutherans, and myself, not simply on Freemasonry, but on homosexuality and abortion and universalism and the World Council of Churches and all kinds of things. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party joins me from Pensacola, Florida, in about, 35 minutes from now. We have another caller, David in Ohio. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, hi. I had a question about the voting reform and whether you're going to have a guest in the near future. You know, as far as these voting machines, my biggest fear is that in the next coming president election that, you know, that we're going to have, you know, another tyrant brought into office like the last time.
The answer is yes. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that you call because just yesterday I sent a request on this to the folks at Black Box Voting. You can find that at www.blackboxvoting.org. And I found that site through the American Free Press. They listed two or three of these. I have written several, including that one, asking if they couldn't bring a representative of their organization on my show to talk about some of this. I think it's absolutely imperative that we cover this on this show because clearly when you look at the way in which the establishment stacks the deck, they do it with the media. They do it clearly in regard to the ballot access laws and so forth. But it appears to me that this whole business of electronic voting, when you look at the connections that some of these companies like Diebold have, suggests that that end of the process is also rigged. And therefore, some of the folks that really know about this sort of thing are people that I need to interview. So the answer is yes. I'm going to get somebody on who knows something about this that they can share with us.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and also, if we could get updates periodically, even once a month or you know, of what's actually happening, current events would be great.
Yes, and, you know, that's something that, of course, we try to cover on this show on a regular basis because I think it's important that we do two things here. One is to try and do the news analysis every day. So we're trying to, you know, bring up some of the things that are being said about particular events in the news from perspectives that generally are good or from perspectives that are bad, where we can contrast the good people with the bad in regard to what they're saying about something. And then, of course, the other end of this you've already identified, and that is the ongoing quest to get people on this show who have credibility and credentials in areas where we need to learn more. And quite clearly, this whole issue of electronic voting is one of those.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing Chuck tonight and a great lineup of guests and callers called in. That sprouting thing is very important, too. I sprout wheatgrass seeds and juice wheatgrass. We actually drink it a few ounces a day. It's very nutritious.
I tell you, with what Dan was telling us from Houston this morning, it seems to me that this is the type of thing in a series of other health-related, survival-related items like this need to be under our ongoing consideration because with what's happening clearly in the banking system and with what is happening with the collapse of our infrastructure, people are going to need to be returning to these kinds of options simply to survive.
Oh, that's very true. There was some gentleman in New York running a homeless shelter, and he was taking properties. I can't think of the fellow's name. But he was turning them into gardens where they were actually growing food for homeless people. And I don't know, maybe somebody out there is familiar with him. But I heard him on a show, and it was really interesting what he was doing.
And where's he based, New York?
It was somewhere up in New York, yes. And
okay.
They were they had properties that they were going to tear down. And I guess the roof caved in at one place, and he turned it into a garden. Basically, you know, started growing vegetables and, you know, feeding people with a roofless building.
Interesting. I'm sure the guy would make for an interesting guest. And again, I think as we continue moving in what seems to be an unmistakable direction internationally, that issues like food production, health supplements, alternative health issues, all of this is going to play an increasing role in whatever chance we have of weathering this and surviving until the Lord returns. I see for folks who are relying upon the current banking system and the present medical delivery system and retail food shopping and so forth, it's simply not going to be there forever. I think that that's pretty clear.
Right. Well, if I could dig up his thing, I'll email it to you. Or and I'll let you know.
Yeah, just go to my website at markdankoff.com, and there's a provision there to email me, David. That would be great. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party, very fine Baptist pastor from Pensacola, Florida, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. I just passed along Chuck Baldwin's contact telephone numbers to my technician, so hopefully we will be able to make that hook up with Chuck in about half an hour from now. We have another caller, Melissa in Texas. How are you, Melissa?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good.
Two things that the previous caller, not the last one, but the one before, Sprouts and tithing, both of them. I have comments on both. As he was talking, I was cleaning the sprouts, and I grow sprouts all the time. What you need is a good sprouting method, and the one I use is from a company called Life Sprouts. Life Sprouts out of Paradise, Utah. And they're on the web at lifesprouts.com. And it's all organic from them. And I grow a whole bunch of, they have mixes, you know, of different types that sprout at the same rate mixed together. And my favorite is the one with alfalfa and clover and cabbage and radish, because it actually tastes like cabbages and radishes when you bite into those. And it's true that sprouts hold all of the enzymes and amino acids that you need for survival. You probably need something more for calorie intake if you're going to be living on the land, you know, exerting yourself. But for a lot of us, it would just help drop a few pounds if we lived on sprouts for a while. The way I fix them is, being a Texan, I put about a cupful of the different mixed sprouts in a bowl, and I put picante sauce on top, because I've tried the different salad dressings and things like that, and in order to actually eat enough to be good for you, you got to eat about a cup a day. So picante sauce, real good, and it kind of makes your eyes fly open according to how hot it is. So that would be my suggestion for folks to try sprouting. And also, when you use the sprouting trays from Life Sprouts, I've learned over the years to clean them in a bowl or a sink full of Clorox water to get rid of any kind of, otherwise they sour, you know, they get icky before they actually grow. You got to get rid of all the bacteria and stuff every time you clean the trays. So that's, I encourage anyone to try it now before it's necessity. And you learn to put it into your life, and then all of a sudden it's like, how did I live without this?
So it's a very fascinating website. I just pulled it up on one of my computer screens here in the studio in San Antonio. That's www.lifesprouts, plural, lifesprouts.com.
Yes, and the way they store their seeds is in diatomaceous earth, which keeps the bugs out.
Yes.
But when you rinse them the first time, it all rinses away. And it's a very interesting thing, and they'll help you, you know, learn how to grow them and all that stuff. But what I had to learn on my own was that you really got to keep the trays clean. And I use the small trays because it's just me by myself. So, you know, the big trays, they're handy if you're going to feed a bunch of folks. But for me, I just use the – and you only want to grow enough for about 3-4 days at a time, and then keep a running supply going all the time. So it's my hobby. It's what I do in the morning when I'm still not thinking yet. Rinse the sprouts. And then the other subject we were talking about earlier was tithing. And I highly recommend a book called The Tithing Dilemma by Ernest L. Martin. And anyone who is in bondage to giving off the top before even taxes needs to understand that this fella just comes right out and says in the foreword, in a word, it is a sin against the teachings of God for the ordained biblical tithe to be used today in any capacity in the teaching of the gospel, in paying minister salaries, in building churches or synagogues, to print books, hymnals, or to send to missionaries. The biblical tithe is holy and is not to be used in a fashion that preachers, priests, and evangelists are using it. The time has come to get back to the teachings of the Bible and quit the overt sinning of demanding and misusing the ordained tithe. So,
what's the author's name again, Melissa?
Ernest L. Martin. It's not a
Ernest
very big,
L. Martin.
Yeah, it's not a very big book, and I think he's dead now. I think he died a while back, but he also wrote a book on the birth of Jesus Christ. The star that astonished the world, where he places, according to the astronomical signs during the year that the star that the wise men saw in the east was actually the constellations coming together in a way that they never had before, and the star of Leo, of the constellation Leo, the king star, Jupiter, was at the feet of the Virgin, Virgo. And It was September 11th, 3 B.C., between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening when Jesus Christ was born. And that's what the men in the east, or the wise men saw, and they started getting their trip together, and they ended up finding the newborn king 2 years later in Jerusalem.
Is it your take on this that these magi were originally Zoroastrians from Persia? That's something that's been floating around. Is that your take on this?
Yeah, they were they had to travel quite a ways, and yes, but they had been keeping the astronomical charts. You know, Bullinger wrote a book called Witness of the Stars that talks about how God wrote it in the stars before it was ever written down, the story of the coming Messiah. And that's what they were referring to, was their astronomical charts, watching and waiting for the star that would be his star. And you read that, and all of a sudden it all makes sense, and you know, the whole story of the star floating just a few miles above the earth, and these guys following it and finding the baby when he was born in the manger, all that is a bunch of hooey. When you see the reality of it, it is so awesome what God did to announce the birth of his wonderful son that it's pretty amazing. So that's a third subject we're talking about. But back to that tithing dilemma book, it's very freeing to realize that you give as God leads you in your heart, because God loves a hilarious giver. And giving.
Yes, and again, the title of that book is The Tithing Dilemma by Ernest L. Martin.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure you can find it at Amazon, but, you know, bookstores will order it. It's pretty well known out there.
Hey, I could use some advice from you, Melissa.
Uh-oh.
No, it's an easy question. Don't worry. As I have been working in the last year to get my own health in better order, I have gone from 210 pounds, which is an obscene weight for me. I am now weighing in at my college weight of 173 and a half.
Wow.
Now, I'm not tooting my own horn here. It was a lot of work. Actually, what I did was I had to just do common sense things with my diet, drink more water with meals, and, of course, I added more aerobic exercise and doing a few pull-ups and weights every other day. But over time, I returned to some semblance of responsibility and sanity again. Now, as I've been going through this thing, of course, I've been, without being a fanatic about it, I've been looking at different health issues. The American Free Press had a recent post from this Caratech company on omega-3 krill oil, and I was reading this and other things. You know, you get started with something, and it leads you in all kinds of different directions. Do you think it would be profitable to the listeners if occasionally we had a health segment on this show where different people, like I was thinking, for example, you mentioned this Life Sprouts company today. Looks very, very interesting just reading what's come up in my studio screen here. Do you think from time to time it would be appropriate for me to have representatives of some of these different groups in health organizations and so forth on the show to talk about their particular perspective on things that we need to be doing?
Yes, actually. For instance, the way I know about Life Sprouts is about 4 years ago I heard them on a talk show, and they were taking calls, and you could call in and ask. And, you know, we all have to be informed about things we don't know about, or we'll never know about them. So, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. But the thing is you don't want to become an infomercial, because that's pretty offensive to me and a lot of folks. You know, the infomercial,
yes,
it takes 2 hours of the show, and you know, that just gets to be a little over the top. But
yes, well, that's I take that under advisement, because you know, with the I get good callers into this show who give me good advice and good perspectives. I don't think I, you know, with maybe one exception in the last 8 or 9 months, if I'm thinking off the top of my head, virtually everybody that calls up here is intelligent, they're informed, they're sensitive, they've got an insight. So I tend to listen to the folks who call me and take what they say with seriousness, and this is all good information for me.
Well, you know, as long as we're here, got to keep it interesting, don't we?
Well, that's right. And, of course, I don't know of anybody that comes to Mark Dankoff for health advice. They might come to me to occasionally discuss a theological question and certainly things going on in the world of politics and the economy. And when you go to my online profile, of course, it lists me as an alleged expert in certain fields. Medical and health issues are not listed there. And so, but I think from time to time, maybe when it comes to some of these types of things, folks are interested in this stuff and keeping it within certain parameters, maybe it would be a good idea for me once in a while to have various people on in these different health fields who can suggest some ideas as to what they think we ought to be doing in the days ahead.
Well, I really enjoy when you touch rather than religion, which I really hate that word. If you look at the Latin word religios that it comes from, it means to go back again into the law. And
yes.
Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And right before that, he was calling the law bondage because no one could do it correctly.
Sounds like good Lutheran theology.
Huh?
It sounds like good Lutheran theology coming from
you.
Well,
how about biblical?
Yeah, I'm teasing
accurate?
You exactly.
Because I don't
theology.
Adhere to any denomination at this point. I just want to know what the word says. And so I like touching on living the word daily to the best of my ability and thinking about the important things in God's written word to pull me back to what I'm supposed to be doing, which is being an imitator of Christ.
Yes.
So, you know, I like when you touch on that kind of stuff. I mean, the talking about the Mideast and everything is really important, but we need to pull it back into our personal relationship with God periodically. So I would suggest maybe doing at least one of those shows a week.
Okay. Good suggestion.
All right.
Excellent suggestion.
All right. Well, everybody look into this sprout. You don't have to buy a 5-gallon bucket of those sprouts. I'm looking at the website too. You can buy the little containers and get started. And it's a good thing. And try picante sauce there. It's yummy.
Yes.
For breakfast. You know, it's like people who put Tabasco on eggs.
All righty.
All right.
Thanks,
Melissa.
Thank
you, Mark.
Yeah, I tell you, folks, this health routine gets to be a little difficult, doesn't it? Now, I'm 52 years old now, and at one time, I could actually run 100 yards in under 10 seconds. That was many, many, many years ago, decades ago. And the only reason I mention that is that if you had seen my physique, 4 or 5 months ago, I really look the part of a middle-aged guy who sits behind a desk and spends his whole day reading and writing. So I finally thought, you know, I need to take better care of the body that God gave me. So I started carefully and in perspective. I didn't become a fanatic about it, but over time, dietarily and in regard to exercise, aerobic as well as upper body strength, I started getting back into the swing of things again. And again, over time, I reduced from 210 pounds to 173.5. I certainly feel better. I can do more things and stay up more hours and help more people. And that's something that I recommend to you. Wherever you are in the life spectrum, some of these health issues become extremely important. And I think especially when you look at what's happening in the pharmaceutical industry and in the medical establishment, and certainly the central banking system and all of these other institutional offerings that seem to be failing us by the minute, we start looking for responsible alternatives. And this whole business of sprouts has been presented to me by two callers now this morning as one possible means of doing that. So I find that to be fascinating. And again, when people call me, I do take seriously, by the way, both the calls as well as the email that I get. And almost invariably, the things that are said to me, whether I agree with them or not, are always said in the best of spirit and are very constructive and very good. And I covet those on your behalf, both in terms of the calls as well as the letters that you send. I definitely take these things seriously and look at what is offered before me on a regular basis. Sometimes, as far as the email goes, it takes me a while to get to it. because as you can imagine, with the number of news agencies that contact me and the number of people around the world who have occasion to write me, sometimes that inbox piles up. And with my hospital visitation, I have a couple of sick people in the hospital right now that I have to drop in on a regular basis and that I want to drop in on a regular basis. And then my reading and writing and research for my what I do at church, and then, of course, what I do for this broadcast, it tends to be a little voluminous. So this, you have to bear with me if you do write me and I don't immediately get back to you. You now know the reason why, but I do read all of these things and try to respond to the extent that I can to those notes that seem to demand personal attention. Chuck Baldwin will be with us this morning at right around 9 o'clock Central Time. I guess that's in about 11 minutes from now. I think you will enjoy him. He is a fascinating man, as I've said before. Chuck Baldwin is a godly evangelical Baptist pastor. More importantly, for purposes potentially where this show is concerned, he is also, given his Baptist evangelical perspective, a very astute man politically and culturally. If you've not been exposed to Chuck Baldwin's writing, you can go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com and see examples of what I'm talking about. NewsWithViews.com has a Chuck Baldwin archive because he is a very frequent contributor to NewsWithViews.com. He is must reading, folks, and we'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party hooks up with us in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Mark Danpaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party joins me from Pensacola, Florida, in approximately 5 minutes from now. I've said many times, Chuck Baldwin, in my view, is one of the real giants on the American right. He is an especially important figure because he has the Baptist evangelical perspective and yet has never compromised with George W. Bush and the kinds of things going on with the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party. Where will Chuck Baldwin be in the fall of 2008? I'm going to ask him if he might be a possible consideration for the Constitution Party in regard to the presidential sweepstakes. Don't know if his name's come up in that regard or not, but he certainly would be on my short list as someone who has a Constitution Party background historically. And as I look at the various folks that are talked about from time to time in their arena, certainly Chuck Baldwin would be on anybody's short list for future consideration in this regard. I don't know if Chuck has those plans, however. We'll ask him at some point between 9 and 9:30 this morning, Central Standard Time. Kurt Maynard, the politically correct apostate, sends me a notice this morning that there's yet another reason to vote for Ron Paul. Ron Paul has not been invited to the Republican Jewish Coalition Presidential Forum. That's all I need to hear, says Kurt Maynard. I'm voting for Ron Paul. If the Jews don't like him, that must mean the guy's authentic. Look at the filthy traitors that did attend. Brownback, Giuliani, Huckabee, McCain, Romney, and Fred Thompson. Come on, people, says Kurt Maynard. These are all the Republican war hawks. This Republican Jewish Coalition Presidential Forum, by the way, is going to be held Tuesday, October the 16th in Washington, D.C. at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, their Independence Ballroom at 1000 H Street Northwest. Folks, ask those fine people, quote-unquote, why they are not including Ron Paul. That's the Republican Jewish Coalition. Pretty obvious, of course, as to why they're not inviting Ron Paul, but let's ask them formally. The Republican Jewish Coalition has a website. Go to it, click contact, and ask them. Call them. Let's let them know that we're out there, and that we are not thrilled with these people any more than we're thrilled with those in the state of Iowa who deliberately excluded Ron Paul from their sponsored debates for the same reasons. When we think about the so-called Iowans for Tax Relief, when we think about the Iowan Christian Alliance organization up there, clearly they are extensions of the Israeli lobby. That is the only reasonable interpretation behind their decision not to have Ron Paul as a part of those debates. Now, the Republican Jewish Coalition, even more obviously, has now excluded him. Kurt Maynard sends me the information today. Let's ask these folks why Ron is not going to be there in Washington, D.C. at their event on October 16th. We'll be back with Chuck Baldwin. This is Mark Danpaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
I'm sorry. It's true.